On CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Another elimination last night on MasterChef. Dan Dumbrell has been shown the door once more after his dish lacked ingenuity, Jess.
The lovely Dan joins us now. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. How are you feeling?
Look, I'm feeling pretty good. I think I went out on a high. Well, the cooking wasn't a high, but I think personally I went out on a high. You know, I didn't expect to make it that far, really, because I kind of went into the competition flying blind. So I'm really happy with how I did.
Dan, why did you choose to apply for MasterChef this year?
I think along the same lines of what a lot of other people are saying, you know, 2020 really made us, you know, reconsider what we really wanted to do. And I absolutely love food. So I thought, you know, why not throw my hat in the ring? And hey, here I am.
Now, did nerves get the better of you in last night's cook?
Nerves definitely got the better of me in last night's cook. You know, cooking with the same Murray cod over three rounds is really difficult. But especially, I mean, in that third round cook, I was completely frazzled. I was so thrown. I think I was staring at that dead fish for about 20 minutes thinking of what I could do with it. So, you know, towards the end of that, I was just like, oh, this might send me home. And yeah, obviously it did.
Did you see that Murray cod at the moment, anglers are saying that they've never seen them so big due to the mice infestation in parts of New South Wales. All the cod are actually eating the mice and getting really fat.
Oh, fantastic. That's really great to know that Murray cod even spared mice. Probably tasted better than my laksa, though, to be fair.
If you weren't already planning on steering clear of it, you probably are now. Hey, I was going to say, looking on Facebook this morning and reading all the comments, it must be really nice to come out of a reality TV show and have everyone commenting about what a nice person you are. That's not always the case when we put ourselves forward for reality TV with editors giving power to, you know, twist things as much as they want. It must feel really good to come out of this with everyone saying, what a top bloke.
Look, it feels really, really nice because, you know, I just went into this whole process and I'm like, I'm just going to be myself and just throw myself into it. And I'm just so glad that, you know, people could see that, you know, I just want to make people laugh. I just want to support everyone around me. And, you know, I just want to be that guy that everyone, you know, go out to the pub, grab a beer, grab wine with, you know, whatever. So I'm really, really happy that I came across that way. So, yeah, what can I ask for apart from, you know, making it further?
Yeah.
Dan, what was your most memorable moment or experience from the show?
I think my most memorable experience was definitely cooking in a commercial kitchen in Movida, Melbourne. That was epic. You know, we completely got spanked by then, but I am completely grateful that, you know, they opened their kitchen door to us and let us in there. And, you know, that was really tough cooking in a commercial kitchen, completely different than a MasterChef kitchen.
And what's next for you?
So what's next? You know, I'm back home with a hubby now, so I'm settling in a bit, just, you know, because he's sacrificed a lot for me to be on the show. But, you know, I'm organising some work experience, and I've also got a few pop-ups that are coming here and there. So, I mean, if anyone wants to follow me, just follow me at Dan Dumbrell on Instagram. I'll be posting all my content there. And, yeah, it's just been an absolute blast.
Who are you tipping to take it out this year?
Oh, look, I said it in my elimination interview, but Pete is just so chef ready. He is just the plates that he puts up are just incredible. They look like they come out of like three-headed restaurants. So my money's on Pete.
Oh, you heard it here first. Dan, thank you so much for your time this morning and all the best with everything.
Thank you so much, guys. See you later.
Not a worry. Dan Dumbrell there from MasterChef, having an amazing experience but shown it all last night at CFM's Lee and Jess for breakfast.